Hi everybody, it's Barry here again from Turning the Page, and today's topic is about trust. And you know, trust can get so easily broken, you know, but we can build a new trust by cognitively reassessing our situations. And it takes time and effort, but it's actually worth it. I remember a situation, there was a rebuilding that needed to happen. It was actually a rebuilding of trust in themselves and with others. But trust can also get broken in so many different ways. In our relationships, in our career, in our health, and even with our government, trust can really get quite shattered. I once sat with a man who, in his late 40s, discovered that he had manic episodes. And manic depressive episodes. Up till then in his life, everything seemed fine. His wife told me that he had had a few times in his life where it was, you know, he was acting a bit weird and a bit strange, but for the most part his life was kind of normal. And then all of a sudden his illness took control and he started acting quite erratically, and he was admitted into the psych ward and began the journey into an awareness of his broken self. But, you know, with medication, support and guidance, he returned to his family and started to rebuild his life. But there was a deep loss of trust in himself, his world, and in his God. And as he talked with me, there was a need to rebuild trust in himself. The beliefs he had had about himself, life, and God were just lying in the rubble. And trust questions like gnawed at his soul. Do I trust my thinking? Where was God? What do I believe now? Who do I trust? And shame and guilt just pounded on his soul. What a fool, was spoken out more than once in our conversations. You see, when you're in a hole, you know, it's so easy to drown in the dirt you're digging in. And you know, the Bible is actually full of stories where trust has been broken. You know, normal people, normal lives, all recorded down for us. I think of Joseph and his relationship with his brothers, how they, you know, they were his brothers, yet they threw him in a well and sold him off to slavery. And then there's David's affair with Bathsheba, all the trust things that got broken there. What about Peter's denial of Jesus? And how the trust was broken there. There were, each of those times was a breach of trust. You know, was it able to be rebuilt? And all of these examples, plus many, many more, show the fragility of trust. And trust is finite, and life is fragile. You know, and as I sat with this man discovering his manic depressive illness, I witnessed his awareness grow about his fragility. That given the right amount of stress, a lack of sleep, and with a body that was vulnerable in its own particular way, then fragility would crack and he would become unwell and unstable. And he was becoming aware of his weakness. Before the breakdown, he would have given like a theoretical assent to weakness. But now he was actually truly knowing and embracing it at the heart level. You know, he could have talked about a physical weakness on a theological level. But now he was searching for God amongst the rubble of his own torn down city. You know, there is a fragility in life and we can't control, and is open to breaches of trust. Rebuilding trust, I have found, requires a brick by brick work of cognitively assessing that which we are trusting in. And a cognitive reassessment means to look at the facts, the brick and mortar of the situation. Is there a change? What actually has been done? And I've got a little song, a quote here from a band called Train. It says, brick by brick, we can build it from the floor. If we hold on to each other, we'll be better than before. You know, our subconscious, it can be reprogrammed through cognitive reassessments of behaviors. Joseph had to do a cognitive reassessment of his brothers to see whether they could be trusted again. And he did this by giving them various tests. David could not be trusted to be leader and king again without going through his dark night of the soul. The behaviors of repentance and sorrow in David's life marked a huge life change. And Jesus could once again trust Peter when he saw the brokenness of Peter's heart. And he had to tell Peter three times of his trust in him. So how do we build a new trust in ourselves or others? Well, there is a process, but it requires deep listening into the soul. Number one is listen for the voices of mistrust. You know, we all have those voices of mistrust that say, don't trust, you know, you'll get hurt again. And we need to recognize them and pay attention to them, but we don't necessarily have to agree with them. Those whispers may well be the subconscious brain saying, trying to keep us safe. They're there for a reason, but what would the reason be? You know, that's a good question. What is the reason that those voices are speaking to you and saying not to trust again? Number two is to look for the facts. You know, we can so easily get caught up in the emotions of the past that we judge the present by the past. Instead, we need to look for the facts of the now. We need to look for the changes that have been made, tangible, observable, and real. You know, is there evidence of change? Is there evidence of change? Number three is know your lines of love and respect. Now, many people use the word boundaries, but I prefer lines of love and respect. It's that line where you have a sense of love and respect for yourself and others. For example, I show love and respect for others by not calling them in the middle of the night, wanting to have a chat. I know that if I did, I would be crossing a line. And others demonstrate love and respect for me by the behaviors of not calling me in the middle of the night. They understand that would be crossing the line. Yeah, understanding and accepting our own needs of love and respect is part of rebuilding trust in yourself and others. I'll repeat that again. Understanding and accepting your own needs of love and respect is part of rebuilding the trust in yourself and others. Yeah, look, when people continue to show disrespect or an unloving approach to the lines of love and respect I have around me, I begin to trust them less. You know, if someone keeps ringing me in the middle of the night showing no respect for my needs of sleep and rest, then the line becomes a fence, then a wall with barbed wires, then a wall with machine guns and guard dogs. I get a bit snotty. I push back. You know, I reinforce those lines. Sometimes you have to tell people your lines of love and respect. They just don't have the social norms of what is appropriate and what's not. And at times you have to repeatedly tell them and then follow up any breaches with natural consequences because you've repeatedly done this. I can't trust you. You know, this is the consequence. You're not going to phone me. I'm not going to answer your calls. Look, trust builds when everyone agrees on the lines of love and respect. And when people keep crossing the line and you have to enforce some consequences, remember that you are not rejecting them. You're rejecting their behavior. That's so crucial. You're not rejecting them. You're rejecting those behaviors. Look, how can you walk as one with someone unless there is a level of trust? And Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they are agreed? I think that's really important. Number four is rehearse the truth. What is the truth that you are thinking out of? Look, we often need to tell ourselves new truths that rebuild a sense of trust in ourselves and others. Here's some. That was then, this is now. I'm no longer the same person I was then. The past does not define who I am. I choose to live in the present. I am not the mistakes I've made. I have changed. I've grown. I'm no longer doing those same things I did back then. I now have guardrails in place. I now understand early warning signs. I have lines of love and respect in my relationships. I don't have to walk with someone I'm not in agreement with. Look, trust, as I said earlier, can get broken so easily, but we can build new trust by cognitively reassessing the situations we are in. It takes time and effort, but it is worth it. Here's some quotes for you to consider. From Dave Riddell, I didn't reject you. I rejected your behavior. Change your behavior before we can walk together again. And David Dale says, just because you forgive someone does not mean you must trust them. That has to be earned back. And David Dale, it's how can I reassess you until you demonstrate your changed mind? Until then, I must keep you trapped in your past, for restitution must come before restoration of trust. John Townsend, Henry Cloud, God is no stranger to the process of repairing damaged relationships. His trust has been broken many times by those he loves. And Anne Lamont says that you get your confidence and intuition back by trusting yourself and by being militantly on your own side. Wow, by being militantly on your own side. That's strong. Rebuilding shattered trust necessitates reliable actions over time. Stephanie Carnes. Talks easy, works hard. Constant trustworthy behavior over time equals trust. Notice the word consistency is emphasized. Consistency is the key to the process. This becomes an even greater challenge because addiction is a disorder that is characterized by relapse. Stephanie Carnes. And the final one is, we forgive, but we base our trust on the trustworthiness of the other person. Timothy Jennings. Here's some questions for you to answer. Are you still held back by voices saying not to trust? Why are those thoughts there? Number two, what are your lines of love and respect? And number three, what truths do you need to feed your brain with to rebuild trust? Are you militantly on your own side? Hey, I really just hope that this was helpful, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at barry@turningthepage.co.nz, or send me an email. Love to hear from you, your comments about building trust. I really love to hear from my readers and listeners, and I respond to everything that people write to me. And if you'd really like to support Turning the Page, that'd be fantastic. You can come over to turningthepage.co.nz/support and find various ways you can help me continue to produce content like this and help lots and lots of people. So vital that I have a good team of supporters. Hey, thank you for listening or watching. And I pray that this week you would be militantly on your own side. Okay, thanks. Bye.